Before we begin, this podcast is a place of acceptance, diversity, and respect.
This podcast respects all aspects of people, including race, ethnicity, gender expression, sexual orientation, socioeconomic background, age, religion, and ability.
That being said, let us begin.
What's up, world? Welcome to the Positive Truth. Uplifting and positive news for a more progressive society. Tim, what are we trying to bring?
Here at The Positive Truth, we're trying to bring awareness, empowerment, inspiration, optimism, and understanding to communities everywhere.
That's what we do. I'm JP. That's Tim. This is The Positive Truth, uplifting and positive news every Monday and Wednesday. On Friday, we have an audio and visual episode that comes out where we talk about an issue, why it's an issue, facts about it, how you can change it for the better. Or we have an interview that spotlights a nonprofit or a positive person doing great things. More importantly, though, Tim, how are you?
I am doing, I'm not feeling too great. I went to the bow tie ball event yesterday and had entirely too many adult beverages, and I'm hurting right now.
Were they free adult beverages?
They were free adult beverages.
Oh, the power of free.
Touche, man. I'm hurting right now. It's been a tough morning for me, but I'm all right, though. I'm keeping it positive.
Good to know. Long-time Positive Truth listeners will remember, like, last May where Tim couldn't do an episode because he almost died. And he was like, I'm never going to drink again.
Oh, man. And 7 months later, here we are again.
The power telling myself, of
three. I'm telling you, man. I need to stay away from all adult beverages for a little bit.
Until Christmas?
I'm skipping Christmas this year. I'm definitely not doing anything. I'm drinking water for Christmas. Maybe some hot cocoa or something.
Nice. Have you done all your Christmas shopping?
You know I procrastinate.
Well, I haven't bought anything either.
Yeah, man. It's going to be a super last minute shop for me, man.
It's all good, though. Well, do you want to get to the 6 positive news stories?
Absolutely.
Do you want to start or do you want me to?
I'll go ahead and get started real quick. My first story actually is about a couple who decided to invest in Bitcoins. You know what Bitcoins is, right, JP?
You know, a whole lot of money.
Tú sabes. So they basically invested in cryptocurrency in 2012, which was selling for about $800. Say what?
How much did they buy?
It doesn't say exactly how much they bought, but what they did was, you know how Bitcoin recently, it was like last week, it soared up to like $17,000 per share.
Mm-hmm.
What happened was the whole year was worth less than about $1,000. It was around $900. So, you know, they didn't profit too much. But since it skyrocketed so high, what they decided to do was sell their Bitcoins and take all their profits, and they donated it, man, to further cancer research.
All of it?
All of it. Every single penny. This is what they posted on Twitter. We made a crazy bet on Bitcoin in 2012. It's done extraordinarily well. Excited to announce that we've donated it all to, I wish I knew what this was, at Mush Chalings to further cancer research. Every single penny.
Dog, that's crazy. If you bought $800 worth of Bitcoin in 2012, that's a lot of money, man.
Yeah, exactly. That low-key was thinking, like, what does this guy do for a living? Like, what do these people do for a living? Because I know if I had that amount of money, that profits, it'd be going straight into my savings account, man. I'm preparing for retirement.
I read that if you bought $1,000 worth of Bitcoin in 2012, you would be making $120 million today.
Wasn't there a story about a kid who did that? He told his parents he could turn $1,000 into $1 million, and off of Bitcoins within a year, he did.
I don't know. But it sounds right.
Man, it was like a 13-year-old kid. I read it like 2 weeks ago or something. But yeah, Bitcoins, I guess that's where you need to invest these days.
I don't think we should give financial advice, because I feel like the second we give financial advice, the bubble's going to pop.
Touche. I take that back.
But yeah, congratulations for them. What was their name?
I wish I knew.
I
got it. Jeff Hammerbacher and his wife, Hale Techo. Hali Teko. I said Hail. Wow. Man, why do we butcher names so bad? We shouldn't be bad at this.
What's funny is we actually do read the stories beforehand.
I know. We get on and we're like, what do you got for us, JP?
I have a story about Charles Barkley. If you don't know who that is, he's a round mound of rebound.
I'm glad you said that. It's too funny.
He's the 1993 NBA MVP, and he's, you know, making a lot of money on TNT on this show called Inside the NBA, where he basically talks about basketball. And he's donated $1 million to black women's tech startups in Alabama, and I think it's awesome.
That's awesome. He's from Alabama, so that's pretty dope.
Yes, sir. Man,
I saw a video of him earlier. It was like a, you know, the TNT cast. And Kenny the Jet Smith was like showing an example, and he was driving in, and Shaq bumped him when he drove in. And Charles Barkley was standing next to Shaq, so he punched him in his chest and said, "Nobody touches Kenny."
And he ran. Took running. Yeah,
yo, I started laughing so hard. I'm like, did he really take off like that? He was scared.
I mean, Shaq is like, Shaq's only like 6'4". Shaq's like 7'1". You know they got into a fight whenever they were both in the league together.
Yeah, yeah. Shaq swung and missed and almost took his head off. I remember, man. I remember looking at those highlights all the time.
Yeah, now they're on a TV show together where they basically just crack jokes.
The whole time.
Sounds like a nice job. Sounds like us getting paid for this.
What a dream. What a dream.
What do you got, Tim?
Man, my next story is actually about a 16-year-old named, I want to say it's Arton Little. It starts with A-A-Y-R-T-O-N. I don't want to butcher his name because it's such an awesome story. So he's a junior at Landry College Prep in, I don't want to say where this is at because I can't read that word. All right, it's all good. But basically, the reason I'm talking about this 16-year-old, his video went viral about him getting accepted to Harvard. So he's sitting in front of a computer lab with a bunch of his friends. And I think there's a couple teachers in there and somebody's recording him. And they're like, hey, refresh it. You're going to be at the top. Maybe not. And everybody's just kind of sitting there waiting while he's wearing his Harvard jacket. And then all of a sudden, everybody burst out into cheers, yelling and screaming. People are crying. This young man got accepted to Harvard. And it's such an amazing video that I'm sharing it to our Facebook page right now. So if you guys see this, like it, share it, and spread the love.
Is this the black kid that lost his mind?
Yes, man.
Yeah, that's a good video.
It is, man. It's freaking amazing. Like, I saw it, I think, yesterday, and I was just in awe of it. I wanted to share it on my page, but I was like, nah, I'll wait for the positive truth. That's where the money's at.
the future currency money. The future, I was going to say Bitcoin currency money.
That's what we need to ask. We should just ask to get paid in Bitcoins.
I would like 133rd of a portion of Bitcoin, please.
Oh, man.
But yeah, the video is nice. I concur with Tim's message. You should check it out.
Do sabes.
My next positive news story is about a hero that you wouldn't expect. It's a Burger King employee, and she just goes to show that being kind-hearted and being thoughtful, you can be a hero any time of day. She helped a woman named Rebecca. She was driving in Amarillo, Texas, and her blood sugar dropped to a dangerously low level. So she got off the exit and stopped at a nearby Burger King. She was, you know, diabetic. Mm-hmm. And basically what happened was the Burger King employee recognized it, grabbed some ice cream, ran outside, squeezed in between the front of the car and the building, and served her a small scoop of ice cream, helped her pull over. It was like, hey, just have this for free. Once you feel better, we can help you out some more. And yeah, I think that's really awesome. The burger employee's name was Tina Hardy, and Rebecca Boeing, she shared it to Facebook. It's got 200,000 shares, 400,000 likes, whatever. But it just goes to show you that, you know, anybody can help out and be a hero when needed. She could have just been like, who is this crazy customer? But she went out and went above and beyond, took care of her food and everything.
Absolutely, man. That's awesome. Shows you, no matter what you're doing in life, you can still help somebody out.
Yes, sir. What you got, Tim?
Well, my last story is a running story. It's about a woman. Her name is Chandler Self. She's 32 years old. and she was yards away, about 200 meters away from winning the Dallas Marathon, and then her legs just gave out, which, if you know anything about marathons, whether you ran one or not, you hit a wall around mile 20, and that's when your body just feels like super heavy, right?
That's me at like mile 2, bruh.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Like, there's, I'm telling you, there's people out there that are half a mile in and they're done for. And she made it, you know, 26 miles. She literally had the 0.2 to go. And, well, basically what happened was her legs gave out. So she collapsed to the ground. She's trying to get up and crawl and move. And there was a 17-year-old by the name of Ariana Luterman. She was right behind self. So what she decided to do was, instead of passing her and winning this marathon, she decided to help her. She picked her up and helped her cross this finish line that was about 200 yards away. Chandler said she tried to push the girl away. She was like, I don't need anybody's help. But the girl, the 17-year-old girl, Ariana, was just so kind and compassionate that she not only helped her, but she pushed her across the finish line so that Chandler could win the marathon. And after review, the judges, there's rules, you know, people can't touch other people in races and road races, but in road races like this, bystanders or medical help, you can't receive any of that. But a runner, there's a gray area. And what they decided to do, they looked at the tape and they gave Chandler self the win anyways, because she was so far ahead of anybody else that she would have won if she didn't collapse anyways. So shout out to Ariana and shout out to Chandler for winning her first marathon.
It was a 17-year-old that helped her?
Yes, sir. 17 years old.
See, every time we do these episodes, I feel like I was the only self-centered 17-year-old in the world.
Man, you know, honestly, I think we just grew up in a different time. Like, there's a positivity movement that's going on right now that everybody, even the thugs of the thugs, are trying to be positive on social media right now, man.
Well, hopefully we can keep that going for a very long time, because I'm not going to say I've ever talked trash before, but, you know, I might have been super cocky if I would have passed him at the very end.
Just looked at him, smiled.
Yes, that would have been something I would have done.
I've definitely done that before. I feel bad for saying that, but this is high school track and field, and I was definitely cocky.
That's what I'm saying. Like, a 17-year-old helped the lady out. Like, that's crazy to me.
For sure, but I just feel like the running community is so different these days. I feel like these kids, they're brought up differently, man. This positive movement is amazing, and I'm glad that we can see the youth, you know, doing better than what we did.
Absolutely. So if you're one of those people that you know somebody out there, it's like the world's so divided, people need to come together, tell them about the positive truth, because we're talking about these great stories every single day. And speaking of great stories, I got a story about Barack Obama.
Nice.
Basically, he was a Santa Claus at a Boys and Girls Club in the Greater Club of Washington. And, yeah, he gave about 50 middle schoolers presents. And I think it's cool.
That's pretty dope. So I didn't realize he was still doing things. I thought he was just retired up.
Nah, man, you didn't see he went to court the other day?
Yeah, I saw the video this morning, actually. I was watching it.
Imagine you have a public, you're scheduled for like public court and Obama shows up.
That's dope that he did, and the way he did it too. I'm here for jury duty.
Yes, I know. I just came in like 7 cars for protection, you know, no big deal.
That's too funny.
What's funny is Obama, whenever he handed out the gifts, he was in a leather jacket and like a Santa hat. Like,
like, old school Obama.
Like, come on, man. Like, put on some. I want, like, fat Obama with a beard, please.
Real talk.
But, yeah.
Well, was that your last one, JP?
That was.
Man, did we finish this fast today?
It's all good, though. It's all good. Quick positive news for a Monday.
For sure. Well, I have a positive quote for us.
Let's hear it.
Stay away from negative people. They have a problem for every solution. Albert Einstein.
That's pretty good. Have we used that one before?
I don't think so, man.
Are you sure? I feel like that's...
I feel like we've used a lot of Albert Einstein, so I'm not going to say no, but I'm not sure.
Well, I agree. Stay away from negative people. If you want to support this podcast, give us a 5-star review. Subscribe, like, share, all that fun stuff. We're on SoundCloud, Google Play, and iTunes, YouTube as well. Until Wednesday, we're out.
stay positive.